When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown.
I drift back in time and I find my feet down on Main Street.
We love Thursdays on Main Street Spotlight. Tim Riley with the Kirby in the studio. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you here. Lots to talk about when we talk about the Kirby. How long? I don't want to assume that everybody listening, you know, there's a lot of people constantly moving into town. Not everybody knows about the Kirby. How long has the Kirby been in business?
This year we celebrate 35 years.
That's amazing. How long have you been with them?
16.
Wow. Tell us about what you love about the Kirby. We know it's a Gilmore Collection restaurant.
Yes, we're part of the Gilmore Collection. I love the diversity. We have different concepts within the building.
Okay.
We have outdoor spaces. We get to be involved heavily in the city and what's going on in the city. I think we're kind of an icon sitting on the corner of Harbor and Washington. And it's just it's a great place, great team to work with.
You also have live entertainment too.
Every Friday and Saturday night during the winter season, and then 5 days a week during the summer.
Very cool. Very, very cool. How is working with the Downtown Development Authority, Grand Haven Main Street, helped your business, help the Kirby?
They're just such a great team, and it's just so impressive how many people in the community, business owners, business operators, that get involved in what we're trying to do to build Grand Haven, to keep Grand Haven in the forefront, to keep us moving forward and progressive on what we're doing. And I think the closure of Washington Street, the city council helping us do that for 3 years now.
Does that help your business a lot?
Yes.
It does.
Immensely.
Okay.
Immensely. I think last year we did just over 22,000 guests out there on Washington Street.
Wow. That's awesome.
It's great.
That's awesome. How often do you change up the menu?
Twice a year.
You
do? We do menu changes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And matter of fact, that we're in the process of that for the spring-summer menu, so look forward to that coming in about a month.
Now, do you like travel around the country and go to food shows and that kind of thing?
I do some of that.
Shows? Yeah.
As much as possible.
Okay.
One thing about being in the restaurant industry, you're there a lot.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
It does limit the amount of time you get a chance to go somewhere else.
That is
else.
True. It is a full-time job with a side hustle.
Yes, exactly.
Isn't
exactly.
That the truth? You're there all the time. So you get to know the customers. You get to know what they like and that kind of thing.
It's fun. Grand Haven's a small community in the off-season.
Yeah.
But the same faces, and we know them. We know their kids. Their kids have worked for us. Generations have worked for us over the years, and so it's kind of fun to see that and have that connection.
That's pretty amazing. I love it. You have a kids menu, too. I didn't know that. I'll have to bring my grandkids there. That's awesome.
We're ready for you.
Yeah. Oh, they would love it. Anything else you can tell us about the Kirby House?
Well, you know, I think the one thing I wanted to talk about was the fact that, you know, the building is 150 years old. Where the Kirby sits was one of the first houses in Grand Haven.
It was?
Yeah.
And see, then, I learn something every day.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
It was a Kirby House Hotel originally in 1873.
Wow.
And the Kirby Waters, I believe was the name, built the port here.
Okay.
And his house sat where the Kirby is. And then as that became more popular, then he built the hotel.
Wow.
And it was three stories tall then. And then he moved his home up the road somewhere, probably up Washington somewhere.
Right.
And then over the years, the Kirby has just been so many different things. It was the original Win Schuler's back in the 60s.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that something?
And then 35 years ago, Greg and John Gilmore bought it, and the rest is history.
Very cool. Very, very cool. How has, like, food and things changed in the restaurant business since you've been in it? Well, I mean, I know that plates have gotten bigger.
Well, it is West Michigan.
People in West Michigan eat more than any other place, you think?
They like a good deal.
They like a good deal. Okay.
Correct.
Okay, gotcha.
And, you know, food is constantly evolving. You mentioned earlier about people traveling.
Yeah.
I think people travel more around the country, around the world. They see things and they want to try different things. Dietary restrictions change. More people are gluten-free and vegan and vegetarian. So you got to make changes and adjustments to your menu to fit those those palettes and what they're looking for.
Yeah, you do, don't you? It's something. It's really something. The Kirby House. Let's see. I love the deck outside, too. That's always fun to hang out.
Lakeview Deck is a very, very popular place.
Do you, you know, I don't know. Are you going to hire any teenagers this summer? I don't know what the rule is in the state. They can work when they're 16, right?
Yeah, we've already hired 50 staff members. We still need to hire more.
Okay.
Our summer staff. Our total staff will probably end up around 140 to 150.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
It's a lot of people to operate that big of a building.
Isn't that something?
We do hire some 15-year-olds limited because their time that they have to leave is...
Yeah.
They have to leave by 9 p.m. and often
There's all those rules now. Yeah. Well, that's good that you do that, though.
Right.
I highly encourage that.
But we've had staff members that start with us at 15.
No.
And they work with us all the way through college.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Wow. That's pretty amazing.
It's great.
Wow. Very, very cool. Well, I look forward to the summer menu with the Kirby House. That's going to be amazing. I was looking at your desserts, too. Do you have a favorite thing that you like to eat or make? Or
really, the stir fries are number one thing.
Is it?
People love that. That's been on the menu forever. Again, as part of that different eclectic menu that we have.
Yeah. Now I'm hungry, doggone it.
Well, come on over.
It's not even 8 o'clock in the morning. Tim Riley from the Kirby House. I understand there's some kind of like birthday celebration or something happening.
Yeah. Well, we are celebrating 35 years as the Kirby House. Big anniversary. And Saturday, May 11th, we're going to start out at 11:30 a.m. with a Bloody Mary bar. Then we're going to have live music with David Sisko. He's very popular in the summer with us, and he's going to be there 1 to 5. At night, we're going to have Jake and Jake on the main stage. The dark room will be open. All day long, we're going to have specials on food, 2 for $35 specials, flashback drinks, flashback appetizers, bring back some old menu items,
flashback drinks, appetizers.
And we're going to just do a lot of fun things, have events all day long.
I just, the vision of a kamikaze in my, I used to drink those when I would go clubbing. Sorry, you got a snort out of me. It's a good morning.
That was good.
You got a snort out of me before 8 in the morning.
Come on over. We'll have some lunch and a kamikaze.
That's a great idea. I love that. What is the date on that again?
That is May 11th.
Wonderful. Wonderful. The Kirby House, Tim Riley, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
It's another Grand Haven Main Street Spotlight.